Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The walls are closing in on Trump. I want to stop for just a second and ask you this. Okay, so Trump's got some material that theoretically he shouldn't have. Let's just play devil's advocate and say, okay, he shouldn't have had certain materials. What was he doing with it? Was he selling America out? I'm going to give you some headlines that will make you believe that what Trump did is he was on the take. It was Russian collusion. No, he was colluding with the Chinese. No, you know what? He was getting money from the Ukrainians and the Romanians and everybody else. You know what Trump did? He is on video smoking crack with prostitutes, taking money, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and, I don't know, skipping out of rehab, not paying child support. Not taking care of his grandbabies. Yeah, Donald Trump has got to be the worst. No, I take that back. He's the best man that Joe Biden knows. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's a terrible guy. I mean, he's got these documents that he took. Lord knows, he's got a record of not only attacking the Chinese and putting them on tilt, attacking the Russians and putting them on tilt, attacking Iran, putting them on tilt, make America great again, America first, and he actually did it versus what we have in the Oval Office right now. And on every account, every account where these people have attacked Donald Trump, you know what happens? It backfires. It turns out, well, he wasn't colluding with the Russians. It turns out, you know what? He is the worst enemy of the Chinese in terms of his policies. It turns out that, you know what? He could keep inflation down. He could bring manufacturing back. He could let companies operate without the onerous government that was pushing down on them with EPA and OSHA and things that don't even matter, that are not pro-business. He could revive an economy that was on life support through quantitative easing. In other words, the pumping in of money to prop up baby black Jesus. Donald Trump could say, keep your money. I don't need you to print it. I'm going to go ahead and just build this economy because I'm a businessman. I know what I'm doing. And it's backfiring. And let me tell you why I know. I know because I know, that's number one. And I know number two because I'm watching people who are former enemies of Donald Trump, didn't like him, who Trump didn't like, and you know what they're doing? They're standing up for him. They're going, wait a minute, this is insanity. We've got enough. It isn't like there's not an example, where they call it, when the legal bill, precedent. We've got precedent. We don't have one precedent. We've got two. Actually, we've got dozens more, but we certainly have Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and throw in Mike Pence just for good measure. We've got three people that had classified documents, and what are we going to do there? Are we going to ignore it? No sense rehashing the Trump indictment, folks. I was on the road. I listened to Hannity do it. He did a great job. He had Peter Schweiker. He had Greg Jarrett, many other experts, and they went down to it. Section 209E and H this and all that. They went. He parsed it. He did a great job. You want to hear it? Go listen to Hannity. I don't need to listen. Here's what I can look at something on its surface and tell you that's BS. Because we all know that's what it is. And I'm going to play you clips of people that aren't getting talking points. We are not, I've never been to a centralized media center where it says, Kevin, come here on your radio show and here are the conservative talking points. These are the pro-Trump talking points. These are the pro-Republican. I've never been to a place like that. The opinions expressed are my own. And you know what you're hearing? You're hearing the same words over and over. Outrageous. What do the Democrats always talk about? The end of democracy.
If the Democrats fail
it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022, that is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
This protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy, if not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
We could have a Trump presidency, and that would, in my opinion, be the end of democracy in this country.
I think that could be the end of our democracy, not to be too, pointed about it.
Hillary Clinton said a couple of weeks ago that if he runs and wins, that could be the end of our democracy. Do you share that fear?
I do.
Are you going to stand by and watch this man destroy the democracy?
I hope he will be beaten, or else it's the end of democracy as we know it.
That'll be the end of democracy as we know it.
It's the end of democracy.
That is a recipe for the end of democracy.
The country is at risk as long as one of our two major parties is so committed to destroying our democracy.
January 6th is what it was a potential end of our democracy.
It would essentially mean the end of democracy in the United States of America, and that is not hyperbole.
This is democracy at stake.
We are at a defining moment in our democracy, and if we don't have voting rights, I don't know that we have a democracy.
In Georgia, they are trying to destroy democracy.
A systematic effort to dismantle democracy, not just voter suppression, but subversion.
We don't like who you voted for, so we're just going to give it to the other guy. This is the end of democracy in America. This is the beginning of the South Africa strategy.
If he had won, it would have been the end of this country. It would have been the end of democracy. And I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating.
So, folks, I want to ask you this. Welcome back, by the way. Kevin Jackson here. You see how seriously they're taking it? You think that just getting rid of Trump was, that would be it. But it's not. If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon. This is not about just getting rid of Trump. This is making sure Donald Trump can never do this again. And what is this? Why do I use this pronoun? Because this means actually doing his job as a politician. That's what this is. They don't like it. And this conspiracy began the moment they plotted they were going to take over the office of the presidency. It began, and it continues with J6. And that's what all this is about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hillary Clinton said a couple of weeks ago that if he runs and wins, that could be the end of our democracy. Do you share that fear?
I do.
Are you going to stand by and watch this man destroy the democracy?
I hope he will be beaten, or else it's the end of democracy as we know it. That'll be the end of democracy as we know it.
Just the end of democracy.
That is a recipe for the end of democracy.
The country is at risk as long as one of our two major parties is so committed to destroying our democracy.
January 6th is what it was a potential end of our democracy.
It would essentially mean the end of democracy in the United States of America, and that's not hyperbole.
This is... Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. The end of our democracy, the end of it all, if we get our way... If sanity returns back to politics, God forbid Donald Trump gets a second term. We tried to stop him the first time, and what did he do? He showed us up. He actually was effective. He showed us the way government is supposed to work. He actually had the nerve to want to put government back into the hands of the people. It would be the end of our democracy. Well, I ask you this, folks. What are we in? Are we in a democracy or are we in a banana republic? Just curious. What are your thoughts? A lot of people seem to believe that we are in a banana republic.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. Senator, we've had every major member of leadership in the House of Representatives tonight just got a message come out against this indictment and against what the DOJ has done. No one in Senate leadership, at least to my knowledge at this moment, has come out to say anything similar. The only one in the House who hasn't is Tom Emmer. He has said nothing. He's the whip there. Where are your colleagues tonight? Where are they?
Good question, Laura. Here's what I will say. If the president in power can just jail his political opponents, which is what Joe Biden is trying to do tonight, we don't have a republic anymore. We don't have the rule of law. We don't have the Constitution. Our Constitution is built on the basic rule of law and due process, and nobody should be in doubt of what's happening tonight. Joe Biden and his cronies are trying to take out their chief political opponent. This has never happened before in American history, Laura. We are in dangerous, dangerous waters, and it is because of Joe Biden.
So I ask you again, folks, who's killing democracy? Well, first of all, given that we don't live in a democracy, nobody. But I can tell you who's killing the constitutional republic. It's the people in charge who have weaponized government, not against Donald Trump. See, that's the beauty of what they've done here. And Donald Trump, oh, God bless him. He's willing to take the punishment, the political punishment. He's willing to do it. He's stepping up and saying, I'll do it. I'll stand in front of the bullet for you, America. But make no mistake about it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is not about targeting Trump. This is a target on you. And the reason why I'm stressing this is I want you to understand something. If you continue to make this about Donald Trump, they win, because what they want to do is, oh, I don't like Donald Trump. He's a mean guy. Well, okay. Separate that. This mean guy is said, I will take all the things that you want to accomplish. I will put that in a backpack, put it on my back, and I will charge the hill for you. And you know what people are stupid enough to do? Because that's what you are. If you don't understand what's happening, you are stupid. Hate to break the bad news to you, but you are. Donald Trump represents America, MAGA America, the majority of this country. If he didn't prove it by getting 75 million votes, probably got more than that, I don't know what does. Despite being whatever you describe him to be, he's despicable. He's all these things. Okay, great. I'm not even going to go into the Biden family and what they've done if we want to compare who's more despicable. But let's just, for the sake of this discussion, say Trump is the most despicable person you've ever met. The man that doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, graduated probably in the top of his class, went on to become an icon, and you didn't have two thoughts about him, and really, I mean, maybe a little bit, oh, he's got a bit of an ego. What billionaire doesn't? But you didn't think anything of it, but suddenly he's the most despicable person on the planet. Okay, let's make him that. Does he represent you? How'd you do? How'd you feel? Forget, take his name off of the things that he accomplished. How'd you feel about him? And here's what you should be asking yourself if you've got any negative thoughts. Ooh, did I just get real high to any? You know what happened when a black man starts talking about? If you've got any negative thoughts about Donald Trump, you know what you should be asking yourself? When did I get sucked into the media? When did I get sucked into the fake news nonsense? Because that's what's happened to you. You got sucked in. What this should make you think about, what happened to Donald Trump, it should make you think about every lie that's been told. I have a story here that where we now, I mean, not that I hadn't had any doubts at all, but we now know with 100% certainty that the Democrats took J6 information, doctored it, wouldn't show it to us. Why? Because they had operatives working, and we have now video proof of people inside of the DOJ inciting violence in January 6th. We have this. And you know what the Democrats, January 6th, it's an attack on our democracy, attack on democracy, attack, attack, attack. Let me tell you, some of you, I want to just shake and baby syndrome you. Because when you come to me with this, well, Kevin, blah, blah, but when it's a but with Trump, I say to myself, are you that obtuse? Are you really that idiotic that you don't see the game that's being played? Because if you are, honestly, I don't really want to have a discussion with you. You can listen to the show because I'm sure you're going to glean something out of it. But quite frankly, I'm not sure that I want listeners like that. I want people that go, you know what, Kevin, you're challenging my sensibilities, but I'm going to go think about this a little bit. I'm going to think about it. Maybe you're right. Maybe this isn't an attack on Trump per se. It's an attack on my beliefs. Because unless you like transsexual reading hour, unless you like the idea, look, you can debate me on do you want to kill a child in the womb. I'll debate you with that. But don't act like it's not a child at conception. Don't act like that because there is no debate there. You know, let's have a reasonable discussion. But don't just cut me off because what I'm coming to, and I can rationalize and tell you, I know I'm right on this. I'm not 99% right. I'm 100% right. Everybody living in debt, a sperm fertilized an egg, period. So you want to debate me on when you do something, fine. But don't dismiss me. If I want to debate you on Joe Biden getting 81 million votes, don't dismiss me. I'm not a clown. I know exactly why I'm saying this. Because I have comparisons. I have an idea of what the popularity was of baby black Jesus versus Joe Biden. So don't dismiss me. Be prepared to back your argument up. And don't give me the everyone hated Trump argument because that's just as stupid. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update as former President Trump heads to Miami for tomorrow's arraignment in the documents case. NBC reports, while Trump may not be arraigned, that's because as of now he has no Florida-based attorney to represent him. A Philadelphia TV station says searchers have found human remains in the wreckage of that tank truck that blew up and collapsed a piece of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. And it could be many weeks before one of the busiest roads in the USA can reopen. Big wind, big rain, lightning, flash flooding, they're all in store for up to 40 million of us. Different weather systems will affect us from Denver to Dallas to the Deep South and up to the Northeast. More of us are feeling more optimistic that inflation is on the way down. The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of consumer expectations shows the inflation outlook hit a two-year low last month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace joins me now. Well, first of all, you shook up the trees down on Capitol Hill today, and the president had to answer to what you said. Your initial reaction to the indictment?
Well, this is unprecedented. What I am feeling tonight, and I want to be very clear here. Donald Trump and I have had our ups and downs. I've been very clear about over the last couple of years. But I want the American people to know, to make no mistake, this is the executive branch tonight trying to take out their number one opponent for the presidency of the United States in 2024. And they have one standard for Donald Trump and another standard for everybody else in this thing. And if you look at the documents that President Biden had in his possession in his garage and in thousands of boxes and God knows where across the country in places that we don't even know of yet, Hillary Clinton having the server in her bathroom at her home with classified information on private email servers, everyone's held to a different standard but Donald Trump. And that's wrong. And I do believe tonight that Joe Biden just secured Donald Trump's nomination for Republicans in 2024.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Nancy Grace, no fan of Donald Trump. And she is defending him. She says the executive branch is trying to take out its number one opponent. That's her admitting Trump is the number one opponent. She says there is one standard for Trump and another for everyone else. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want you to understand, people, this is not a fan of Trump. See, this is what I keep trying to explain when I do this show and when I do other shows. I have other shows, just so you guys are aware, that I do routinely every week. And there's a couple of shows where they say, Kevin, you're just in the corner for Trump. And I go, I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'm not in the bag for Donald Trump or in the corner of Donald Trump, meaning, you know, fighting reference that I'm his corner man. I'm not. Not at all. Donald Trump is a nice guy. I've met him multiple times. But here's what I will tell you. I think Trump surrounds himself with the wrong people. And even though I know other people around Trump, and you know, I've wanted to be involved more with him, they don't pick me. Kevin, they didn't pick you, so you don't like, you know, I mean, if there's anything, I should be saying I don't like him because they won't listen to what I'm telling them. But what I will say is this, and I've had this discussion multiple times on this show and others, I will always give you the truth. And I don't care that this is Donald Trump. If Joe Biden did what Donald Trump was doing, I'd be singing his stupid, demented praises. But he doesn't. I said it. If Barack Obama did what Trump did, I would be telling you, I got to take it back. Maybe he is baby black Jesus. But he didn't do it. And here's Representative Mace, who says, there's one standard for Trump and one for everyone else. She's not a fan. Oh, Kevin, there she must be, huh? She's got to be. Look at what she says, something positive about Trump. America needs anybody that is negative against Trump at this stage of the game. When does the light finally come on to you where you go, okay, look, I get it now, Kevin. I get it. It wasn't them going after Trump. They had to take down the guy who's blowing up the swamp, who's draining the swamp. Why? How could you possibly not want this? How could you possibly watch this government do what it does against one individual? Lie after lie after lie, and not say, I get it. I don't get it. It's too clear to me. And these people, I don't know if they think, if they say enough time, Kevin, you're just in the bag for Trump. Kevin, you're just in the bag for Trump. Screw you. I don't care what you think about me. I'm never going to stop saying this. The only thing that I don't like Trump, I mean, there are other small things, but the biggest thing was his handling of COVID. If he didn't do what he did there, if he had stuck to his guns and said, I'm not authorizing any shots. We're going to take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and we're going to defeat this thing, and Big Pharma can go to hell. Then I would be telling you he was the freaking closest thing to a messiah I've ever seen, because he was. In every other aspect of his presidency, this guy performed. And that is what you better get through your thick head. Government is not for performance. Government is for taking your money and taking your power. That is what government is about. It used to be that I thought government was there to protect us. I'm one of these poor black kids that grew up going, well, I got my mother died and I got my little Social Security check, and government made it available for this or that. I've seen it in action. Lord knows the woe is me crowd, the victims I grew up around, is Democrats. But there came a point where I went, you know what? I don't think I need them as much as they think. Is it there for support? Absolutely. My mother paid in. My brother and I deserved a little $100. Let me tell you what I got. My brother and I got $124 a month from the death of my mother. $124. No, not each. For both of us. That's what we got. Now, I don't know what your mother's worth. But the government put a value on mine. They said, upon her death, we're going to give you boys $124. Well, you can see how I flourished so well, because they took such great care of me. This government is going to rip you off. That's what it does. And look, folks, I don't know how many spy novels and thrillers and watch whatever you... I'm watching Narcos right now, and I'm telling you, I see nothing except our government at work. When we talk about these drug traffickers, that I'm watching Joe Biden. As I'm watching the story about the biggest cartel in Mexico, I'm thinking to myself, there's no difference between them and the sitting president of the United States right now. No difference. The only difference, honestly, is Gallego, the guy who ran the Mexican cartel, he's smarter than Biden. I'd rather have him run in the country. Miguel Angel Gallardo, anyway, the point is, the guy who ran the Mexican cartel, who started it and put it all together, that dude is smarter than the president of the United States. And as much as I'm anti-racket, I tell you, I'd rather have that guy running our country than Joe Biden. The executive branch trying to take out its number one opponent and having a double standard of justice. You should see the articles that they have on Trump. I printed them out. Let me pull these up. So these are indictment headlines. And here's indictment headlines one. Let me just give you some. Maddow on Trump indictment. He knew it was wrong when he did it. Okay, here's another one. They all discussed it. They say Trump indicted. Rachel Maddow joins Lawrence O'Donnell to discuss the charges. I'm sure that was riveting. Here's the next one. Two Trump lawyers resigned following his indictment, but why? I don't know why. Then look. Here's Maddow again. The harm is done. You ready for this one? Trump shattered U.S. reputation for protecting allies' intel. Yeah, we've gone there. Now Trump is shattering. Oh, my goodness, look at what he did. Ooh. So Nancy Mace, Representative Nancy Mace, goes on to say this. What about the Biden docs? Thousands of them, strewn all over the place. What about the Clinton emails and documents that she destroyed? As I mentioned before, there's precedent here. And then she said this. Joe Biden secured Trump's nomination for 2024. Now, I want to touch on this a little later, so I'm not going to delve into what this is really about, except to tell you that it's an obvious attempt to stop Donald Trump. And the question you should be asking yourself, if you believe that, is why? Why is it one guy is so fearful to the left? By the way, the guy that they shoehorned in, the guy who was put up for defeat, he was going to be crushed by Hillary Clinton. And when you remember that picture of them, I have to chuckle every time I think about it, where they're just sitting there. It's Valerie Jarrett and Jen Psaki and all of Obama's staff. And they're there and they've got their arms crossed and that look on their face. You want to know why they had that look on their face? They were assured that the cheat was in. There was no way Donald Trump could win. All the polling leading up to it. I love that supercut on election night about that whole incident.
Could he actually win?
No freaking way!
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected President of the United States.
You're not going to be president.
Who will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be President of the United States. Take it to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become President of the United States. He's at plus 19.
Think we might know what the strategy for the Democrats is?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Say, could he actually win?
No freaking way!
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Donald Trump.
president, Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
You're not going to be president.
A man who will never be president of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become president of the United States. He's at plus 19. Do you think the tapes made a difference? Of course! They made all the difference!
This race is over.
Hillary Clinton has raised more than double Donald Trump, vastly outspending him.
The presidency at about 89% for Hillary Clinton.
Your analytical model has never been wrong.
Now projects Hillary Clinton to win the presidential election.
100% chance. Do you still think she has 100% chance of winning the election?
I do.
And what would Donald Trump have to do to turn things around?
Prayer and hope for a festivist miracle.
This is CNN coverage of Election Night in America. The fight for the presidency.
We don't care.
Okay, half Kentucky. Who cares?
Kentucky.
Don't care about Kentucky.
Indiana. Don't care.
Indiana with West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming with its vote. North Dakota and South Dakota, Texas.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
It was at 80% an hour ago for Blake.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, God, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Ohio, gone.
Idaho.
Yeah, I don't see a f***ing landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
God f***ing it, if we need Florida, are you f***ing me?
Florida.
It is f***ing panic time.
Georgia.
Donald Trump now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
New York Times now has it at 95% chance.
Utah.
To still win, but in order to do so, she has to win Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
God.
Arizona.
Alaska.
Pennsylvania.
Michigan.
What a night. How did this...
That, folks, will now and forever be one of my favorite clips ever. The media meltdown over Trump's victory. And here's what I want you to understand. The media and other leftists know that Trump can and will win if he runs in 2024. Why do you think they're doing this? If they didn't fear the man, let the chips fall where they may. Why do you think we have this level of orchestration to get rid of a guy who everybody says is not liked? The polling shows. Oh, the polling. Let me tell you something. What the polling doesn't tell you is what I see around this country. I see the bumper stickers. I see the F Joe Biden. I see the Let's Go Brandons. I notice it. And I'm not talking about in one or two places. You may not jump around the country as much as I do. I'm all over the place. In cities. Talking to people. On planes. And I'm not going to tell you I'm friggin' Frank Luntz, but I'm asking questions and I'm observing. I'm watching what people wear. People wear their Trump hats. They wear their Trump shirts. They wear their MAGA this, their America that. They're showing it. They have the skull and crossbones, not skull and crossbones, but the skull with the blue line flag and all the other things. They're giving you the signs. And it's, I'll put it to you this way. I don't see a single, I can't even recount for you the last time I saw a pro-Biden anything. Biden Harris, whatever. If it's going to be Biden Harris again in 2024, will somebody please tell me where? Because I don't see signs. I don't see anything pointing to that. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, you live where you live. Tell me. Give us a call. Send me a sign. Kevin, here's what's happening in my area. And I don't want to placate. Don't. Well, Kevin, you know, I know what you're thinking, so let me bolster it. No, only give me what it is you see. And if you're seeing Biden signs, then please let me know. If you're seeing Gavin Newsom signs, let me know. What are you seeing for this pro-Democrat? Because I'm going to tell you, everywhere I go, I see pro-Trump. Now, Kevin, you're going there for the pro-Trump events. I am. I'll ask you this. How many pro-Democrat events are you even hearing of? I don't hear of anything. They cheated in 2020, and they use a nuke to do it. and the Democrats are out of nukes. Far too many eyes are on the next election for them to cheat in the same way. And let me tell you, folks, they are creating a wave. Nancy Mace, who is not a fan of Trump, said they've all but ensured Trump will be the Republican nominee in 2024 because of everything they're doing to him. It has become so obvious to anybody. Now, if you say, well, Kevin, they stopped the red wave in 2022, I'll tell you, I don't think they did. They didn't stop the red wave. They held it back a little bit. But I don't know if you've ever seen a tsunami. How long can you hold it back? How long can you hold back the tide? It's eroding the beach. And they're not going to be able to keep it up. They can't cheat in the same way. They can't cheat to the same degree. And you know what they're doing? They're going to give Trump 85 million votes if they continue doing what they're doing. They cannot keep this up. And I tell you this, I'm not trying to rain sunshine on you. I want you to understand that there are people out there who are starting to notice. Let's play that second cut of Nancy Mace, because she's essentially telling you, I'm no fan of Trump. He went after me. But here's what I see.
Every time that Biden comes under the microscope, every time we show corruption by Joe Biden and his family, there's an indictment on Donald Trump. And when you look at the standard that he has, it's a double standard. It's a second-tier double standard of justice in this country. And what the American people want, they want everybody to be treated the same. And, you know, Donald Trump's no fan of mine. He primaried me last year, so I'm not a shill, but I see this and I see how unfair it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just can't believe this has happened. And I said this 2 days ago, Harris. I said that this was going to happen on the day that we either held in contempt Christopher Wray with the FBI, or we got access to those documents.
You were right.
I predicted it. It came true. This is the banana republic. I just cannot believe that this is what's actually happening. He's trying to take out his political opponents using the executive branch. That's what this is.
You should feel good about Nancy Mace coming to this conclusion. Trump primaried me last year, she said. She's telling you, this is a guy that has gone after me, and I'm not going to speak for her, but I'm going to tell you what I think is going through her mind. I didn't like Donald Trump. I went after him. I didn't believe the things that he said. I couldn't believe that he was attacked, that he was cheated out of the election, that January 6th occurred, that they made up lies about him, etc. And then this occurred. They went even further. Now, I will bet you money it didn't happen with this indictment. I bet you she looked at the Alvin Bragg situation. I bet she looked at the Letitia James situation. I bet she looked at what's pending in Georgia and all this. And then the straw that broke the camel's back is when she noticed that no matter what Trump did, there was a double standard. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Joe Biden. Look at Mike Pence. Now, let's put this all into some contextual fabric, folks. We got all these people going against Trump, right? His former vice president, first time in the history of modern history where, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats choose their vice president, that a vice president is going to run against his former boss. Is that significant? Of course not. Mike Pence has zero chance, except it's a media talking point. His own VP doesn't like him. His UN ambassador doesn't like him. His former director of national intelligence doesn't like him. Governors don't like him. Business people don't like him. Blah, blah, blah. What chance do they have? All these people don't like him. But everybody's beginning to notice this double standard. If you want to know why DeSantis isn't catching fire, it's because what does he bring? What does he really bring that's any different? What does any of these candidates bring? If you listen to them, they're giving you talking points for Donald Trump's presidency every time they open their mouths. Now, there are those out there, the naysayers. Kevin, you're just running commercials for Trump. I don't give a crap. Fine. Call it a commercial. Call it whatever you want. but I know what's wrong and I know what's right. And I'm telling you, Nancy Mace has gotten it. And she says, I predicted they would do this. I predicted that if Ray were indicted or they got more information on Biden, this is what would happen.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.